Kid Thomas out of New Orleans, in a recording called The Big Milk Cow Blues.
That's a popular one.
And you know what? He played this for 50 years and recorded it just prior to dying in 1961.
We tried to find a lyric version, a vocal version of Big Milk Cow Blues, but who knows what they're singing about.
Yeah.
You just have to be careful with that sort of thing. Earth Day coming up this weekend, and Natural Grocers is celebrating with a big opening. We tapped their nutrition educator, Jonathan Clinthorne, to tell us more about one of the things about Earth Day that's changing. Good to have you with us to share a little bit about the ways Earth Day has sort of changed. It used to be big marches. You remember, we're going way back now, the green and white flag with the E for ecology. Marvin Gaye had a song, Mercy, Mercy Me, the Ecology. Mm-hmm. Now it's down to like, where do you get your shirts dry cleaned and what are you having for dinner?
Yeah, it's really changed.
But tell us about how, you know, the ways cows are raised changes the food that they provide.
Yeah, you know, 50-100 years ago, all the cows were out on pasture for, you know, their entire lives. All the dairy came from cows eating grass. But our entire agricultural system has changed so much in the last decade that...
Man, volume.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they are all out on confinement dairies now. So we really have kind of changed what our agricultural system is. And these confinement dairies just lead to all sorts of different kinds of product as far as what you're getting as far as food quality and nutrient content goes.
Well, what's the difference if they're contained on and they're still eating grass, or are you saying they're eating something else?
Yeah, they're fed mostly corn and soy. They're fed grains.
Ah, okay.
And, you know, that's much different than being out on pasture eating grass.
Cows are supposed to eat grass.
Yeah,
that's just the way it's supposed to be.
You are what you eat, right?
Okay.
And so we see that with the nutrient content of the food is that, you know, it's reflective of what they're eating as well.
So kids who grew up on the farm will tell you it tastes different. Before we get to the tasting, and Carlos, we'll point you over to grab something over there on the tray. I wanted to ask you about some of the environmental impacts of the ways we raise cows. It doesn't affect just the food we eat, but how does it affect the land?
Well, you know, about a third of our planet is actually grasslands, and these grasslands are a huge natural resource, but we've been kind of plowing them under so that we can plant crops, and these row crops are really somewhat damaging to the environment. You know, the best example of this is kind of the Dust Bowl back in the 30s when they plowed under all our grasslands,
right.
And we lost all that topsoil into the air. So, you know, by having the animals back out on the pasture, we're actually able to help support the health of these grasslands. And these grasslands themselves actually serve as big carbon sinks. So we can start to sequester some of that CO2 that's in the atmosphere into the grasslands.
Okay, it all comes together.
You know, the one thing that always grabs me the most in terms of educating people about you are what you are in terms of basically, you just pointed out the whole aspect of the Dust Bowl and so forth. If you don't follow it closely, you would think that it's just a natural phenomenon that all of this happened. In other words, the dust came because there was a drought and blah, 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 blah. And that's true to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But the real thing was that, as you said, people just plowed into the earth until you couldn't do anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Jonathan Clinthorne is a nutrition educator with Natural Grocers. You brought some pasture-raised dairy products. The question is, does it taste different?
Yeah, it does taste different. It looks different too. You'll see it has a little bit yellower or oranger tint, and that's because it has more carotenoids in it, and that's a family of antioxidants that actually is found in the grasses. So you can actually see that it's a little bit oranger or yellower. Mm-hmm. The cheeses might be a little sharper.
Wow.
Because they have a little bit more antioxidants.
That I like.
Should I try it now?
Yeah. The cheese is sharp. I love sharp.
Yeah.
It can't be too sharp for me. And this drinkable yogurt sounds like a new thing. I mean, that's one of those new hippy-dippy. What is that, man?
Well, you know, I do work for a hippie grocery store.
Hey, man, it's the hippy-dippy weatherman.
It's 420, man.
And it's Earth Day.
I'm hungry.
But, you know, yeah, this drinkable yogurt is another great way. If you're on the go, you know, you're driving, just grab a drinkable yogurt and you can take it with you. It's got probiotics in it. It's also coming from cows raised on 100% grass, organic.
Wow. You be patient. It takes a while to get down there.
It's not loose. Right. John Clinthorne with Natural Grocers. This pasture raised dairy. Is that the right right term for it? So when we're out looking for this kind of thing, what I taste in this drinkable yogurt is some of the, because I have a couple friends that, that raise cows and goats, and sometimes we get that precious quart of milk with the cream on top. It's just, it feels whole. It feels full.
Yeah.
It's, you know, this is the good stuff.
It's the good stuff.
We're supposed to live like this.
Yeah.
And so it's, the other stuff is different.
Yeah.
So you've got to change, the work is you've got to change our norm.
Right. We're
trying to change our norm.
We've kind of become accustomed to eating these really sugary yogurts and low-fat everything, and this is kind of going back to the way that food used to be and the way that food's supposed to be.
So in your experience, if a product has labeled organic, is that pretty much, you know, the green light that you, you eat it?
Yeah, organic is always a good standard. It's, it's a very high quality standard, especially organic dairy. The organic dairy regulations are,
very robust.
There's different regulations for different products, but the organic dairy standard, they just redid it. That's actually why we moved to having all pasture-based dairy products, is we were inspired by the organic standard.
How come organic milks have a shelf life about a month longer than, you know, just regular pasteurized milk?
A lot of it's ultra-pasteurized, which can increase the shelf life.
Okay.
And just a clarification, is organic the same as pasture-raised?
The new organic standard requires that animals are out on pasture for a minimum of 120 days, which is kind of the minimum grazing season in the United States.
Okay.
If their grazing season is longer, they're actually required to be out on pasture for longer. So some of the yogurts you guys are trying are coming from cows that are out on pasture for 300 days a year.
You'll find out more. John Clinthorne comes to us from Natural Grocers, the website naturalgrocers.com. Their big celebration at all their stores on Friday. Earth Day, April 22nd, this and every year. Thanks for breakfast. I feel
it's great.
I'm feeling
it's
a little
fantastic.
Healthier already.
We might stay on an extra hour this morning just from the energy.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate
having
me.
Yeah.